Dictation for Richard Moore, M-O-O-R-E, November 1653. Addresses a letter to Megan, M-E-G-A-N, Boyk, B-O-Y-K, 8025955. Dear Dr. Boyk, consultation, Mr. Moore, abnormal kidney function, comes accompanied with wife Sheila, S-H-E-I-L-A. There has been a number of problems. The active one, right side renal artery stenosis, with plans for angioplasty stent on the next few weeks. He remains smoking with a chronic cough. There has been decreased weight and appetite. Within the last 1 year, he was treated for volume overload CHF, 40-60 pound weight loss, some of these fluid plus real weight, 2 meals a day plus snacking, no vomiting dysphagia, no abdominal pain reflux, constipation or bleeding, no cloudiness of the urine blood, has been treated for kidney stone with right-sided hydronephrosis, presently no edema or active claudication symptoms, is limiting salt and trying to keep fluid under 2 liters, presently no chest pain, palpitation or syncope, has chronic dyspnea, smokes 1 pack per day, no purulent material hemoptysis, denies orthopnea PND, has diffuse body pain and was taking meloxicam in a frequently basis, although discontinue at the time of hospital admission 1-2 years ago. Other review system right now is negative. Next paragraph, the past medical history for a smoker, emphysema, COPD, diabetes diagnosed 3 years ago. He denies evolving neuropathy. He denies retinopathy. Prior to vein thrombosis, he's not aware of pulmonary embolism. Right-sided hydronephrosis from a stone that was removed. Hypertension. Congestive heart failure. Denies TIA, TVA, or seizures. Denies gastrointestinal bleeding, blood transfusion, liver disease, or anemia. Next paragraph, procedures including 2 lumbar surgeries, kidney stone lithotripsy, which was done at Covenant, C-O-V-E-N-A-N-T, Saginaw, left-sided carotid endarterectomy, and left-sided subclavian stenting. Next paragraph, reported side effects to penicillin. Next paragraph, present medications, metformin, hydralazine, Xarelto, Farxiga, metoprolol, Plavix, Lipitor, Januvia, Norvas, Lasix. I'm asking him to stop altogether meloxicam. Next paragraph, still a smoker as indicated above. He used to drink beer, but discontinued 2 years ago. Next paragraph, review system as indicated above. Next paragraph on physical exam, weight 186, height 66, blood pressure 100 over 50 on the right side. It, 120 over 60 on the left. He's a tall, slender person, decreased hearing, normal speech, no teeth, no dentures, normal eye movements, no facial asymmetry, no expressive aphasia, no palpable thyroid lymph nodes, left-sided carotid endarterectomy, minor bruit on the right side of the neck, pulse symmetrical, brachial radial, emphysematous changes, decreased breast sounds on the left side, no localized valve wheezes, no gross arrhythmia, pericardial rap. There is an abdominal bruit, goes into the iliac, excuse me, goes into the groin area. I don't see gross edema, no gangrene. Next paragraph, blood pressure 100 over 50 on the right and 120 over 60 on the left. Next paragraph, most recent chemistries are from May. At that time, creatinine 1.72, that will represent a GFR 42. Normal sodium potassium, mild metabolic acidosis, normal glucose calcium. April, creatinine 1.99. At the time of the kidney stone, April of this year, creatinine as high as 3.24. Baseline last year was between 1.7 and 2. 2022, 1.8. There is albumin in the urine, less than 300 milligrams per gram. He was 158. There is a stone analysis, 40% calcium oxalate, monohydrate, 30% uric acid dehydrate, and 30% uric acid anhydrous. Next paragraph, a CT scan of the chest with contrast. This is from May this year, no pulmonary embolism. There is emphysema. At that time, there was consolidation on the left lower lobe, probably atelectasis, as well as elevation of the left diaphragm. At the time of kidney stone, there was hydronephrosis on the right side. In February of this year, echocardiogram, ejection fraction 42%. Calcification of aortic valve, as well as mitral valve. Grade 1 diastolic dysfunction. Right ventricle considered normal. Last year in March 2023, kidney size 10.4 on the right, 10.6 on the left. On the right side, the peak systolic velocity was 221, suggestive renal artery stenosis. I reviewed the procedure stenting on the left subclavian artery, and this was done October last year. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. CKD, stage 3B, multiple factors, including right-sided renal artery stenosis, recent obstructive uropathy, kidney stone as indicated above, hypertension, exposure to anti-inflammatory agents. Presently, no symptoms of uremia, encephalopathy, pericarditis. He is going to stop altogether anti-inflammatory agents. We are going to monitor chemistries for potassium, nutrition, calcium, phosphorus, acid base, parathyroid, anemia. Present blood pressure appears to be well controlled. He understands the risk of the upcoming procedure, including IV contrast exposure. Potentially cholesterol emboli. He will do chemistries 1 or 2 days after procedure. We are going to follow over time. We discuss about the kidney stone analysis and potential changes on diet to minimize recurrence of this problem. He denies history of gout. Uric acid needs to be updated. All questions answered in detail. End of dictation.